Blog Talk Radio.
So how's your day? Oh, it's been pretty good. Pretty relaxing, which is nice. Pretty relaxing. It's been really nice here lately, so that's really nice. It's always been raining every day. How was your day?
I woke up, I told the people in morning chat, like, I'm really loving my new schedule because the Lord has me and my son asleep before midnight now, usually before midnight. And so I have a little routine now where the Lord's letting me be a little bit, you know, selfish. I can do a little bit of yoga and go hiking while we're waiting for him to come and get out and hug people. So it's been nice. But today I woke up extra gloried out. I don't know. It's the Lord. I love it when he does that. It's a great day. I know we're going home, and I just woke up with that joy and assurance. It kind of caught me off guard. I mean, some days are just regular, you know, day in and day out. But today I told people in chat, oh, I'm feeling it. I love it when the Lord allows us to feel, too. You know, sometimes we can feel more than at other times. It's just him. It's just what he likes to do with us. So I'm having a great day because I know he's coming, and that's why I'm happy.
Hey, true happiness is in the Lord.
And thank you, Tana, for hosting. Thank you, Chris. Yes, Tana was hosting in her morning voice. Blah. You're not the only one that has a sexy voice at this church, okay? This church is full of beautiful people. Okay, beautiful on the inside and the outside too. A lot of us have been sending pictures via email, and some of us are sending private videos just for fun because we're near the end here. I made one for Luco today, a friend.
Did you upload it yet? When are you uploading it?
I will when we're done here. It's just fun. You know, we're just being silly. If we can't, like, see each other and do selfies together, then we'll just have to make silly videos and send them private videos back and forth and just have fun, you know, till he gets here. But, you know, it's just sickening. The longer we're here, the more I'm in love with everybody at RCC. And, you know, these pet names are just, you know, enchiladas. And have you seen the pet names in chat that we call each other? It's disgusting. Coconut cream pie, cream.
Jason's my Canadian bacon.
Yeah, and Bill Oley asked me in late night chat last night, he said, well, I asked him because, you know, he had to go to bed because he has to go to work, and I'm trying to get him to call in sick and be irresponsible, but he won't listen to me.
That's
know?
What I did.
Yeah. Oh, Luco did it? No. But anyway, I go, okay, Billy, so I'm trying to keep him awake and asking him questions. I said, Billy, what's your last – okay, before you go to bed, what's the one last thing you want to do before you leave here? And he was like, he couldn't think of it. I'm like, shut. Are you serious? You cannot think of what you want to
wow.
do. Like,
that's so, it's an obvious question.
Well, what would you want to do, Judy? I'm like, duh. I mean, I want to get a huge one of those cool campers. They have these really cool campers with even, like, jacuzzis in them that you can travel with. And just go pick up a lot of people along the way, starting California, work our way across the states, and pick up all the Rapture-centric church and have campfires and have fun and just hang out. I mean, come on. That would be so hippie and so fun. I'm so excited. So that's what I would want to do. That's a no-brainer. That's the only thing I really want to do, other than just sit home with my son and wait for the Lord, you know, but to meet everybody at Rapture Centric Church. But we're doing a good job, you know. We're in chat, and we're sending photos and sometimes videos and just having fun till he gets here, you know, passing the time away.
And attempting to FaceTime, but technology sucks.
I tried to FaceTime Luco. I don't know. He was FaceTiming Katie, and it was working, but for some reason I tried to FaceTime them both from my son's iPad and my sister's phone, and I swear it's got to be your iPad, Luco.
Dude,
but I had a great conversation.
My iPad is fine.
Yeah, no, it's definitely on my end. We took the iPad into the store today to get it looked at, and we're going to take it again on Saturday. It's a long story. I don't want to get into it. Who cares? But we're having some tech demons. I have a cast coming out tomorrow between 1 and 3. And every 3 or 4 months, Comcast has to come back to our place and reconfigure stuff because other people, like, feed off our internet. I don't know. It happens all the time, and then it starts not working on all the computers. Anywho.
Wait, so
anyway,
what were you saying
guys,
before we started talking about technology?
I was just saying that I really enjoyed my talk with you today, Luco. We had a chance
to
talk.
Yeah, it was a good conversation.
Yeah, about just how scandalous it is, this God,
mm-hmm.
what he's done for us. It's a scandal. It really is, and that's why people have a hard time receiving his love and receiving how awesome they are, because really, the world just doesn't work like that. The world is performance-oriented. That's what Kevin used to say before he was translated. It's just, he said, forget this performance-oriented world, you know, and it's all about perform, do this, do that. So we naturally put that on to God. Because, you know, we're in this world, so we think we have to perform for God, but that's the scandal. We don't. We are loved fully just the way we are. And Luco and I were, it's my favorite revelation, because when he had me leave the organized church, you know, almost six years ago now, that was what he was trying to get me to understand. Stop working for me. What was the name of that Striper song, Luco, that we played now?
Free.
Okay.
Name of the song
is
Free.
So, that was one of the things that he said, stop working for me, just receive my love. I just want, and I did, because I quit working for him. I quit church, and it was a shock at first, not ministering to people and loving people and having God. I love that. It's fun. But the thing is God wanted to take me deeper. So, and he did. And love you, Raina. She sent me a private kiss. Oh, I love when people private message me kisses. Anyway. So Luco and I were just talking, you know, because, you know, Luco is pretty new in his faith, and I'm an old jackass. So I you know, he's just as powerful as, he's just as powerful, Lord, and he's just as powerful as my 10-year-old in the Lord. It's not like I'm better than him, but because I've been around longer, I'm old in the Lord, I can tell him things that, you know, that I know for a fact, where he's just, you know, he believes it, but he's still like, is it really this good to be true? And right, Luco, it's just, it's cool. So
yeah, because if you're like me, you're just so complicated, you know, you're just so complicated. No, but seriously though, like I really do overcomplicate things a lot, and so it's nice to have like a refreshing conversation sometimes, knowing how simple it really is. So
exactly,
it's like so
yeah.
simple that it's really easy to complicate it.
Exact. Thank you. It is. It's so simple that it is easy to complicate it. That's well said, Luco. And, you know, your
mm-hmm.
your faith walk, I mean, it really is the scandal, isn't it, though? That we
yeah.
do nothing is everything, and we can screw
yeah,
nothing
like, I'll
up.
Go do something. I'll go do something stupid, and then I'll tell Judy about it, and then she's like, oh, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I'm like, wait, what? What do you mean I'm fine? You know? So, yeah, it's like one of the things, it's like, wow, this is, like, almost too good to be true. But, I mean, that's God for you.
Yeah. Yes. And Rojo said, yes, Judy, it's all about being what God wants you to be, not about doing things for God.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I fell in love with him even more, you guys, when he told me to leave church and said, stop everything. And that's when I fell in love, when I found out I didn't have to do anything. He was never, like, really, I couldn't believe that I could ride my bike and do nothing but just be selfish with my own family and not be in the church and not, and just, and he would be with me everywhere. And that's when I fell more in love with him. And that's why I love him so much, because it's all for free, and you don't get free stuff in this world. And the love is free. The grace is free. And you can screw up all you want, and he never goes away. He actually told me to screw up. He said, why don't you just sin? Just get it over with. Just sin, you know, because you're thinking about it, and you should just, you know, do it. I'm not telling you guys to sin, and I'm not telling God endure it. Well, what I'm saying, his whole point to me was that you can't screw up because, see, I died for everything you're ever going to do because I'm a perfectionist. You know, I grew up abused in my very early days, and so I always thought I had to be perfect. You know, even with God, so whatever, okay? So some of us are more screwed up than others, and so, you know, we, as a result, a lot of us that are more screwed up have a deeper relationship and walk with God because we need him more. So I'm glad for what happened to me when I was a kid. I'm glad I'm where I'm at, but it wasn't an easy road, okay? And the thing is, when God gave me that permission, I didn't even want to do it. I was like, well, that's stupid. He's like, but see, you, I love you, like, and I really, really was free to just be myself and not fit into a church cookie mold, you know? You know, am I making any sense here? I'm not telling you guys to go out. But what I'm saying is, it's a scandal that we have a God that is about to marry us, and there's nothing that we can do except receive his love. In order to make it to this wedding, the only thing that he asks is that you receive his love and believe in him and believe that he covered all of your inadequacies, all of your sins, all your failures at the cross, and receive that gift. If you don't receive that gift, then it's like slapping him in the face. Oh, it wasn't good enough, Jesus. All that bleeding and dying and suffering, that wasn't enough. You need to do something more, you know. And it's just beautiful. Yeah. Every now and then I just get really into the scandal, and it's just a deep rabbit hole of grace. And once you get in there, you can't work yourself out, and you don't want to. And I really love what you shared with me today, Luca.
Oh, yeah?
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I like how your inadequacies, you know, the things that you think are separating you from God, they really aren't. Remember how we just ended up laughing about it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why I need boosting conversations sometimes, you know, because, like, I'm pretty hard on myself most of the time, and usually the disappointment I feel that I think is from God is usually just the disappointment I have with myself, you know. And we also were talking about how, remember how I was talking about how in the Bible it says God is love, you know? It was really clear about that, how it didn't say God loves, it said God is love, you know? And so when people get these horrible feelings, you know, it's totally the complete opposite of God, you know? Because God's mercy and love, the enemy is not, you know? And so it's like, with me, I always kind of just confuse myself because I'd get in my own disappointment and everything, and I feel like God was the one disappointed with me and all this stuff, you know. But in reality, it's like what Judy was just talking about, how it really is a scandal, you know. He already died for it, so he's not going to just keep being disappointed about it because that's pointless because it's already paid for, you know. And I like how what you said in the conversation, Judy, that God's more, he doesn't like what our sin does to us, you know? Like, that's what he gets sad about, you know? He sees what our sin does to us. He doesn't look at our actual sin, you know? He just looks straight at us. And
yeah,
it makes so much sense because we put ourselves through so much garbage, you know? And it's all coming from unnecessary, you know, guilt and all that, you know. It's just we hang on to it, and that's what God gets sad about, you know.
Because he
doesn't want to see us, you know, all depressed and broken.
Exactly. He's not sad about the act itself. He's sad about what he knows it'll do to us, you know. Because he died for past, present, and future sins. It was nailed to the cross. And how silly of us to think that he's mad at us and he doesn't love us. What more can someone do but die for you? I mean, what more can they do? If you really stop and think about it and just really trance out on that, I'll play some Bill Oley music and just trance out on that he died. He loved you so much that he died. Has anyone known anyone that died for someone because they loved them? I mean, why would he be mad at you then? If he actually stopped, mad when you screw up. You know, he's upset at what it'll do to you because he loves you, but he's not upset at you for your screw-ups. That's why he died. He knew we would need a sacrifice. It's just a scandal. It really is. And when you receive it, you know how scandalous it is. If you're not receiving it for free, then you don't get all deep in the scandal. You're just, like, trying to perform still. But when you are deep in this scandal, you're happy. I'm happy. I've been truly, truly set free from the Lord, and it's been a long walk. Been a long 28 years of knowing him, like on fire for him, and you know, Luca, your walk has been a long walk too. I mean, has this not been the longest 6 months of your life? Yes or no? I mean, come on.
It's been like the fastest and longest at the same time. in a way. I don't really know how to describe it, but it has been quite the journey. it's just crazy because right off the bat, I like bounced right into like a setting where major faith is required, you know,
mm-hmm.
pretty fast. I never really had a chance to kind of just build up my faith, you know. I was instantly just like, all right, I mean, I guess this is what's going down. And I saw a sign saying that it was right, and so I was like, all right, well, I guess this is it, you know. And
yep.
So, yeah, it's been quite the journey, and my faith has gone up and down and all over the place, but it's always, in the end, I always come back, you know. Even if I feel just really bad, I'm a big doubter, you know, so, but a lot of times I'm feeling like, it's like, oh man, how that was so much. Like, how can I even do anything, you know? And then like, just shortly after that, like something happens and I get renewed for a while. And then, I kind of fall back down and then eventually I just get back up again, you know? So it's a constant, it's a journey, and it's like the enemies, I don't like to let the enemy know that I, am, you know, noticing it or anything. I like to kind of just disown the enemy. I was talking to Judy about that earlier because it's like, even when you talk about how the enemy does stuff, you're kind of giving it credit, you know. But like everybody, we're like going on this walk, and we're constantly trying, everything's trying to bring us down, you know, as we're trying to, you know, walk this path, you know. So
mm-hmm.
if anybody, it'd be crazy if someone had a perfect walk, you know. Especially in these times. So if anybody is ever actually like going through some discouraging times or whatever, like, don't beat yourself up, because I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of us are. I think even you have some trials, Judy. It's just you're so strong that you don't even really pay attention to them.
Trials every day, you know, but I've learned that, like, I'm happy whether well-fed or hungry, whether rich or poor, whether in jail or not. I'm happy because I know who's in charge of it all. So, but the trials, they're not leaving. But, you know, if I need to talk
mm-hmm.
about them with somebody, I do. But like I said, I do. Jesus loves, like Jim said in his word the other day that God gave him, Jesus is jealous for us to go to him with our stuff. And then he's so gracious that when we're done unloading on him and letting him minister to us, he'll give us friends to talk to and to talk through and with. And it's just, you know, it's a scandal. It really is a scandal. And you know what's so beautiful, Luco, is even the things that you've shared with me, you thought you were asking me for help, but really it was just a mutual edification in the Lord together.
Yeah,
isn't that cool how that works?
That's even scriptural. It's like as iron sharpens iron, you know? So...
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of just how it works, you know. If you're open for anything, you're gonna receive a lot more wisdom in life, you know.
You know, and there's no age bounds. You know, I don't see anyone through age, gender, anything anymore, you guys. Since the Lord fell on my 10-year-old, I have utmost respect. I mean, I thought I did before because I'm a teacher and I know kids are wonderful and teenagers. But the thing is, it's like if my best friend is a 10-year-old prophet, my son. You know, and I listen to him, it's really helped me. I listen, you know, like, Luco, you're newly saved too, but I respect deeply, you know, and that's the thing. When we're in the Lord, that's what I hated about church. Oh, you just got saved. You're a baby Christian, so nobody respects you. You know, oh, the older Christians know what's going on. That's not true. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that hierarchy.
Yeah, me too.
I hate the way people put you in a mold. The most powerful people I know. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous, you guys. We communicate spirit to spirit. We're spirit beings. And, you know, frankly, I don't know how, I mean, we've had fun in the chat room telling each other how old we are, but it really doesn't matter because we're in heaven for all of eternity. We're going to be communicating spirit to spirit anyway.
Like, okay, look at this. Like, okay, real quick. Like, that you brought up, like, the church thing, how if you're newly saved, you can't do anything. Okay, look at, like, Paul, for example. Like, he was on his way to kill Christians one day, and the next day he was, like, preaching, you know? It's like, God can work with you right off the bat. You don't have to wait a really long time and get all intelligent, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. It's about the day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the day in and day out with your lover. invite him up in everything, and you're going to just have a blessed existence. You are. Invite him up in all of it. And, you know, sometimes your greatest days are going to be the toughest ones. Sometimes your best songs are going to be created and written out of pain. But, see, the Lord doesn't leave us in that condition, okay? So you can have a bad day and a good day and a bad day and a good day, but the thing is, he doesn't leave you. I don't have bad days, but I do have days where trials are harder than others, you know? But I know that the Lord, thank you. Glory to God on high. He is brilliant, shining light. That's right, Chris. But I know he's with me, and I know that he allows it all to happen, and he's good. And so, you know, we win no matter what. And that's what's so beautiful. And it really is a scandal. Scandal. It's a scandal. And if you haven't received this scandal, I encourage you to. Because if you're still struggling with your sin problem and you still think God's mad at you and you still think you're not good enough and you still think you're not going in the rapture, blah, 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 I just encourage you to get all up in the scandal of what Jesus did at the cross. He paid it all. You simply have to receive it. Receive it. Simple. Sometimes, for some of us, you have to become like a child to receive it. But you just receive it. And then believe it. And grow in it. Grow in it by loving God back with the love that he gives you and loving one another. That's how our love grows. Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Gemma. So let's welcome everybody in the chat room. But anyway, Luca, it was really edifying conversation with you today. You know, it was just edification. It was wonderful. I love talking about how ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Is.
Yeah.
Let's welcome Stacy to the chat room and Carol and Gemma. And we were doing sickening love names in chat before the show, so I'll just skip to love. But welcome Joe Gretto and Kenneth and Chris Slaughter and, of course, Lugo and Nick and Alana, which is no-show, and Raina and Rojo. I hope you had a good birthday yesterday, Rojo. Tell us what you ate.
Happy birthday, Rojo.
Cake. Yep, her birthday was fun. And Roman, love you. And Tana, sweet Tana. And I want to welcome Zanti, or X. Zanti Mahanga, we call him X. X.
Wait, who
welcome
the hell?
X. Mm-hmm. And then Whisper in the Wind, Whisper in Wind. I don't know who you are, but welcome to the chat room.
Zanti Mahanga, that's it. Interesting name. Whispering. We're getting some new people.
Yeah, welcome, X. We're so glad you're here.
Cool.
So Rojo had chocolate cake with ice cream. Aw, he's such a perfect peach. I had carrot cake for her birthday, and I thought of her while I ate it. And if I had my RV,
carrot cake is
cream,
weird.
You think? With nuts and cinnamon? Oh, my Lord. So good.
Yeah, I'm a pie guy. I like the pie.
Oh, you're a pie guy? Like heated up with ice cream a la Modi?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you should go to Sherry's and get their pie shakes. Those are delicious.
Ooh,
I like milkshakes,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Pie shakes? Mm-hmm. Like, wow. Hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So I want to
You're going to have to do some more yoga later.
I see. I'm not unmuting yet, but I will in a second. I'm glad Carol's here. And I'm glad Pat's here, and Keith is so sweet. He called me today. Judy, how's everything? I'm just calling to see everything. I mean, how sweet. I do give out my number, and I give it out more freely now. Like, I put it in chat. Anyone can call me anytime. But, I mean, he just called to just see how I was doing. It was so sweet. It made me feel so loved. And Tana is on the phone, so thank you. And we have 20 people in chat, and 5 callers, and I love RCC. I'm an RCC groupie. Not going to lie. I'm a groupie. Are you, Luca?
I'm a stripper. I'm a stripper.
I'm a hooker.
The thing is, I actually have stripped before. I mean, not in a club, but, like, you know the story. So I'm, like, a legitimate stripper.
Yeah, he's legit stripper. I'm a legit hooker. I've been hooking people for the kingdom.
Yep.
Gonna be hooking them up to Jesus. Call me Angel Cake during the trip. I'll be working with Luco. I'll be working with Reyna. I'll be working with RCC. Everyone that's at 144K in the RCC, we're going to have so much fun working together. And if you're not in the 144K, we're still going to have fun, like, you know, at their wedding feast. And, you know, we're only going to be down here a little bit.
You're going to pop out of a cake, Judy.
Yeah, you better too. You should too.
My name's not Angel Cakes.
Yeah, but you could be the stripper that comes to the party.
Yeah, of course, but I'm not popping out of the cake. That's what you're doing. I'll do a different thing. But anyways.
She has such an out-of-the-box church. It's so fun.
Yeah, on that note, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, like, nobody's trying to fit in to act like anything in the traditional church, you know, and it's so fun that everybody is so unique here, and I'm only saying this to preface what I'm about to say. It's pretty scandalous I'm about to share with you guys. I'm setting you guys up for something I'm about to share. You know Brother Jim at Acts 2:17 now, right, guys?
Yes, that guy's great.
Well, Jim is free to be himself, okay? We all are. So, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, don't judge him. You judge him, I'll kick you out of chat. Okay.
Judge this to be judged and burn for eternity in the lake of fire. Amen.
Don't judge Jim. But Jim,
I'm
gonna
go Southern Baptist hardcore preacher on y'all if you start judging.
Yeah, you don't even know. Like, this is so scandalous.
Don't burn for eternity.
He told me, Judy, go ahead and share this, but I won't be able to call in because today, I guess he's. Work's got him busy. He'll jump in chat hopefully tonight later on and say hello. But Jim sent me this email. I don't even understand. Like, when I got this email, okay, first of all, like, I don't think I've laughed. Like, I do laugh, okay? I'm not going to lie. I laugh a lot, okay? But, like, seriously, like, it was a deep, deep, deep belly laugh, like, all by myself.
Oh, like Jabba the Hutt kind of laugh? Like,
yeah.
ooh, like that kind
yeah.
of laugh?
I'm about to read it to you, but don't judge him, okay? And if Jesus can fart and clap, and the angels can do that on our show and interrupt our show, well, then certainly Jim can have an experience while he's in the bathroom, okay? Because this is what I'm about to read. Now, we're not a
man.
We are.
I see where this is going.
Yeah, Luco, don't accuse RCC of being a nasty and dirty church when I'm done reading this. Don't do it, okay? But it's funny. This is an out-of-the-box word. He didn't have a chance to make a video. He's going to make it when he gets home from work, but it all happened during the day. So the Lord already gave him the word and the whole experience, and he emailed it to me right away. So I'm about to read it. It's really, really funny. Chris Slaughter, I hope you can handle this one. I'm just kidding, Chris. I'm just playing. Okay, so with all that said, here it goes. Hi, Judy. I probably won't be able to call in tonight, but I got this message earlier today and wanted to share it with you. I'll post it later in chat tonight, but, of course, you're welcome to read it on the air if you'd like. And the title of his email is New Message and Shit Shofar. Shit Shofar. I said it. Well, Sherry can say horse shit, and it's all glorified. So I can, you know, Jim said shit so far. So here we go. Are you guys ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Close your ears. Chris Slaughter. Okay. Okay. So here he goes. Also a perfect example of how, okay, so he goes, read it on the air if you'd like. Also a perfect example of how shady God is. I almost don't like writing about this because it's so gross, but here it goes.
Oh my gosh.
Love this. This is so great. Okay. Keep in mind, Todd's video from the other day where he found the seashell that looked just like a shofar. Okay, so you guys hear what he's saying. Jim's telling us to keep in mind Todd's video from the other day where he found the seashell that looked just like a shofar. Okay, you guys ready?
Wait, what's
okay,
a shofar?
So yeah, you should see that video.
No,
I
what is
my
a
life.
Shofar?
Oh, it's a ram's horn that you blow and you know.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I
go.
See. Okay.
Okay. So here goes Jim. So Jim says, so I had to take a poo today, you know? Public bathroom. No, I didn't take a picture, LOL. So when I was done, I looked down to make sure everything came out okay. And behold,
oh, my gosh.
There was a poop shofar.
That's beautiful. That's the best word I've heard.
There was a poop shofar. I'm not making this up. It was a perfect spiral little piece, just like Todd's shell. All I know is God is so shady to do this. I mean, what the blank? But, hey, this is the end of the world, right? We're going home. He goes, we're going home and leaving this toilet of a world behind. And he's making smiley faces. He says, God is taking the ass humor to a whole new level, huh? What a relief. Because, you know, ever since I became a jackass, ass is no longer a bad word. So that's what I love. I love to say ass. So we have a lot of ass jokes at this church. But it's not a bad word. It's a jackass. So, yeah, so basically.
It's in the Bible, you know.
It is in the Bible. And besides, God told me that our mouths are glorified, so there's no bad words. And he told me my middle finger is not bad either. So basically, I can cuss all I want. But anyway, so he goes, I have to just read this again. He goes, all I know is God is so shady to do this. I mean, what the blank? But hey, it's the end of the world. We're going home and leaving this toilet of a world behind. God is taking the ass humor to a whole new level, huh? What a relief. Okay, everybody, so Jim pooped a shofar. Okay, now here's the word that God gave him after he was done with this. Okay, so this is just so awesome. You know Jim's words are amazing. So here he goes.
Oh, yeah, totally. So
here goes the word. Okay, here goes. Fish just don't do well outside of water. It's not a pretty sight. If you feel like this world is not your home, you're right. Now, mind you, this is God speaking to Jim. So this is God speaking to us. This is Jim as a Bible. And when God speaks to you, you're a living Bible. So this is the living Bible that I'm reading right now. It's the living Bible through Jim. Fish just don't do well outside of water. It's not a pretty sight. If you feel like this world is not your home, you're right. You are adding rungs to the very long ladder. Keep adding and keep climbing. When you do, when you get to the top, you will break through the clouds, and then you will be able to see it all clearly. If you stop building your ladder before you make it through the clouds, you will always wonder, what is on the other side? You will wonder if there is anything there at all. You will doubt. Don't give up. You may have given up in the past, but now is not the time to give up. It can be a little scary up here, but don't look down. It will make things worse. Don't look back and long to be back on the ground where you think it's safe. Soon the ground will open up and swallow the triumphs of man. Speaking of that, this is my, I'm interjecting this. There was a block long sinkhole in Baltimore today. It was on Paul Bagley's news. Check it out, dude. So when he said soon the ground will open up and swallow, it just made me think of that sinkhole, you guys. It was a block long. It ate up a whole bunch of cars today. A block long sinkhole. Crazy, crazy stuff going on. Anyway, back to the word. God says, soon the ground will open up and swallow the triumphs of man. The world will not be safe for long. I don't want to put fear in the hearts of my children, but it is the way things will have to be. I will not strike those I love in this time of grace, but the time of grace is ending. It's been a long road, but you can see the end of the road. Are you running out of gas? Push. Woo, I love that. Get out and push. It'll be worth it, I promise. My promises are more precious than gold. My words are living water. Drink and share with your friends. You will be surprised by the taste, or you will long for a drink because you have been nourished. Okay, sorry, I'll read that again. Will you be surprised by the taste, or will you long for a drink because you have been nourished by it before? Soon you will live by my words alone. Food will only be a pleasure. Say goodbye to this world. It is time to be born anew. I heard you say, nice knowing you, but I am a child of God now. Well done, my little one, and now I lift you up. Isn't that beautiful word?
Mm-hmm.
You still hear me, hon?
What?
I said, can you still hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. Did you guys love that? Did you guys love the whole... Tell me in chat, because I wasn't looking at chat when I was reading it. Did you guys love it, Jim's story?
I really liked it. Jim's words are always, like, They're always really vivid, and that's cool.
Yeah, and you know what's so excellent is that I told everybody yesterday because Sherry was feeling bad because during the program she was eating pizza. She's like, I'm sorry, I feel so rude, I'm eating pizza. And I said, don't worry, Luco goes pee while he's on the air. And, you know, it's all good. I told him that you did that, Luco. I did.
Cool. Dude, I'm not going to, like, dude, I mean, there's this thing called a mute button. I mean, come on.
Anyway.
It's there for a reason. It's the only reason they have the mute button, so you could use the bathroom while you're talking on the phone.
Yeah, and so, but anyway, Sherry felt much better. It's like, oh, good, if Luco can go to the bathroom during, while on the air, I can eat my pizza. Sure, it's family. I want to welcome John Doe.
I don't care.
Room. We love
you,
John Doe.
You
want
to sit here and, like, be uncomfortable the whole time, go for it, but I don't.
Well, Joe Gritto said the story made him want to poop, so that's cool. And
dude,
yeah,
you have to call in first.
Joe's not feeling so great. I don't think he's going
to
call in, but I'm going to start letting everybody on the line. And I just want to thank you, Luco, for uploading Bill Oley's new song that he blessed us with. But I promise Bill Oley I won't play the song until he's here. So as soon as he jumps in here, as soon as Bill Oley jumps in here after work, I'll play his new song. And Luco, thank you for that new Striper song. That was awesome to worship to. And let's let everyone on the line here. We have Tana. I love Tana. I've gotten to know her well in the chat room. Hi, Tana.
Hola.
What's up, Tana?
¿Cómo estás? Hi, Judy. How are you, Bill?
This is the English channel.
This is the English channel? Well, the Southern is English. It's in the United States, isn't it?
Oh, you know, you were speaking Spanish. We don't do that here.
Oh, gotcha. Uh-huh.
In the wrong neighborhood.
That's why I changed to Southern, because I'm like, oh, yeah,
I
that's
see.
Right. I'm not in Mexico or Spain. I thought I was calling Mexicana on us. Sorry. Anyway, no, hi, all. What's up?
We're just talking about using the bathroom on the radio, you know.
Yeah, we had the discussion because Luca and I are in the same boat. See, I take my laptop to the toilet and I use it and, you know, and my phone's on mute. It's all good, right?
Exactly.
We're all family.
I mean, seriously,
well,
who wants to just have a full bladder for 2 hours? I mean, come on.
If you can't poop and pee together, then what kind of family are you?
Well, I personally don't really have a habit of using the bathroom with my family. But I see what you're saying.
You know what, though? I do, because in the house I grew up in, like, nobody shut the door when they went to the bathroom. Like, so
yeah,
it's like...
Yeah, me too, Judy. Yeah, exactly. So it's like...
Yeah, like, when I'm on the toilet, I, like, talk to my son, and he talks to me, and we act like we're not even in the bathroom. Like, the door's hardly ever shut in the bathroom.
Yeah. And I grew up with a sister. Yeah, I have sisters, and we one's getting ready at the mirror, the other one's on the toilet. My mom and dad, free open door, walk in while they're on the toilet.
Dude, I have been in the shower before. My mom comes in and starts, like, sitting on the toilet, and I'm kind of like, what are you doing? But that's pretty much the – what?
That's so funny. That's what we do at our house. Anyway, I wanted to tell Rojo said we could all be in the bathroom right now. Who would know? We should all, like, go to the bathroom.
Dude, no, here's a new rule, guys. We're going to have a new policy. You always have to let someone know you're in the bathroom when you're on the radio. They just break the ice, you know what I'm saying?
Awesome. That sounds good.
Today was wonderful morning show. I love it because I get to always hear the morning show now. Like, I don't have to listen to it in the archives because I get up early and I listen to it now. Wonderful.
Yeah, I felt like babbling. I was, like, talking to myself a lot at the beginning. I'm like, oh, please call in, brides, please call in. And then they started showing up because I was going to read the whole Bible. I was all ready to read the whole Bible, even though I was half asleep or half awake, however you want to look at it. But, yeah. Yep. That late night chatteroony. Go ahead.
Carol said that she poops before the morning show.
That's not natural at all. You guys are sick.
So funny. Exactly. We're good. And pretty soon, I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of us are really wondering if we're even going to be, you know, if this is even going to be an issue when we're glorified. I mean, it just kind of seems like poop is just a
result. Dude, I know some people that literally enjoy, like, taking it like a poo-poo. Like, I've heard some guys be like, oh, dude, I love going and taking poops. I'm like, oh, all right.
Well, it makes you feel better, but if it's fun, no, it's gross.
Right, but my
point is, and again, like, you're a female, so it makes sense.
I'll shut up. Talk too much.
This is really weird.
No, well, yeah, I hope we don't have to, Judy. Go ahead. Yeah, I hope we don't have to.
I don't think we will, because it's like, I mean, why would we have fecal matter? Why would we be dealing with stuff that's gross and smelly and stinky?
Yeah,
that's
no, we're gonna poop golden nuggets, okay? Okay.
I'm not having to use the bathroom at all when I'm there. That's all I'm saying, because it's gonna take time out of my day. So I'm just gonna
take
keep
time.
Going.
There's no time in heaven. Ha ha.
Okay. Yeah, you are so funny.
It's like, I'm gonna run out of time out of my day.
It's eternity, but I'm not going to stop like hand gliding just because I have to go to the bathroom. I'm going to continue.
Amen.
Oh, dude, no. Go while you're hand gliding, dude. That'd be a trip.
I said that in
I call like an airstrike on Judy's house.
I said that in chat, I think, and Blabber just don't let me stand underneath you when you're doing it.
It'll be funny, though, because Judy has a glass house, apparently, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Her roof's going to be covered with golden nuggets.
You know what? I was thinking maybe
it's like
stained
glass. I didn't know the birds like to poop on people's roofs in heaven. Oh, that's not the birds.
It's just Luca's and golden nuggets. That's how he'll show he loves you, Judy, by all the golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets and holy water. That'll show religion.
Well, let's let on wonderful Keith, my buddy, who was checking up on me today. Hi, Keith. Keith.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
I love you, Keith.
What's up, Keith?
Hey, I think that's so hot, Luca, that you're going to pop out of the cake. That's a great idea that you came
no,
up with.
No, that's
love
Judy.
It. I love
you got
it.
Got it wrong.
Well, you said you were going to.
No.
Very funny.
I said I'll be doing something else because
really
I'm not angel cakes. Alrighty.
I loved your conversation today. It was so good. Thanks for that teaching. On
yeah, it was good.
That was awesome. It was much
I'm
needed
sure.
today.
Oh, you mean?
Today I felt like it's Today I feel like a sinner, so it's perfect.
Oh,
you are
perfect.
A sinner.
Well, then let's just be
well, I had a really good health day today. I felt really good. I mean, really good all day, but many times when I feel really, really good, then the enemy hits me from other angles. It's like, oh, we can't get him there, now we're going to just slam him from other angles. It's like, oh, horrible attack. So it's like, So it was nice to know that, you know, that it's all about Jesus already took it on the cross. That was the most perfect talk you had today. It just made me feel better.
Oh,
if
I take a trip down to Legoland and get to meet you and Tana, you know we are going to be sinning. You know that, right, Keith? We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Dude, just wait till you come to Portland, Judy.
And your RV. Oh, my gosh, Judy. I'm so excited when you mentioned that. That was like, oh, man, I'd jump for joy.
Dude, we should all, like, pitch
travel
in
around the country
and, like,
pick us all up. Oh, man, that'd be great. Oh, exciting.
Guys, we're
gonna we should all, like, buy, like, a one-bedroom apartment and all live there.
Yeah, we
I've
could.
I've been saying it forever with the bride. The bride's all living all by themselves, all being attacked on their own, going through hell and back. And I said, we should be all living together in a commune house.
Oh, we'll all fit in a one-bedroom apartment. That'd be real cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pull our
well, we're
going to
be moving to Vegas soon, so it'll be cheaper there. It's cheaper there. It's only, like, $800.
You're moving to Vegas?
We're moving to Vegas, yeah, in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Boy, no, next place you'll move in is the New Jerusalem.
That's what I'm trying to tell.
I know.
I'm like trying to say, you guys aren't going to Vegas. You're going to heaven. If you want to continue
on this.
You're actually going
to move to Vegas?
Yes.
Well, what happens there stays there, so whatever.
Yeah,
better than
the
smog in L.A. Oh, I'm tired of L.A. I want to get out.
Dude, L.A. does seem like a pain to live.
It's a Vegas is 50% off of Los Angeles. Everything is half price. It's $1,300, $1,400 for one bedroom here. It's $800 there, mostly $600, but you get it for $800.
Dude, it's
for $800,
even
to be
here,
living
dude.
A lap of luxury. Huh?
Yeah, like, it's pretty cheap in Oregon, too. Okay, seriously, like, who wants to live in L.A. unless you're, like, a movie star or something? It's like, oh, yeah, 2 hours of traffic every day, and I have no money to do anything because it's all on my rent and stuff.
Crowded,
yeah,
exactly.
Thanks for clarifying this, though, if you do want to be in the movie.
Crowded and horrible, and the people are worse here, too. Vegas is, believe it or not, the Lord, a week ago, he told me, I was just walking around, and he said, my power is in Las Vegas. He said, my anointing is on Las Vegas. And I was like, well, why, Lord? He said, because there's so many addictions there that I want people to show them that my power is greater than their addictions. You know, in L.A., he just forgot it. Lord forgot about L.A. Like, I'm not joking. God just completely forgot about L.A. Just like, good luck and see you on the flip side because it's such a mess that people just
it's
going to
float away
there's
anyway.
Here.
Right?
There's no ministries here. You would be surprised. If you looked at all the top ministries in the world, zero in L.A. I'm not exaggerating. We have more people than almost any city in the world. The ministries, they avoid it like the plague. They run the other direction. But Vegas is like, you know, there's like all kinds of healing ministries, and I'm going to join a couple of them, and I'm going to work my gifts and help them expand
if
their
we're
ministries
here. If we're here,
everything.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
I
we're not
going to
be here, but...
Yeah, because that mid-trip sign is supposed to be May 14th, so we should be, we'll be gone before
wait,
May 14th.
Whoa, whoa,
that's
whoa,
big
whoa.
One.
May 14th is the next mid-trip day?
Well, that mid-trip,
like,
that time
like,
in heaven, if you go back 3.5 years, the tribulation is supposed to start May 14th. It was, there was 2 dates given in Daniel. One was like the red blood moon. The other one would be the May 14th date. So that's what I'm saying. High rapture watch, May 14th.
Oh, and then honestly, like
or
the blood
before.
Moon still could have been a sign because it was on Passover. So that was probably like the rapture is about to happen.
It has.
Not the rapture is happening.
God told me, God told me that he said, Keith, just because he said the red blood moon was a sign of the rapture, and sign of Israel being at war, he said, just because it passed, it doesn't mean it wasn't, didn't, just because it didn't happen on that day doesn't mean it didn't happen. He said, it's still a sign, it's still going to happen, so it's on the book. So I was like, okay, makes sense.
Wait,
yeah.
did you have a revelation about May 14th? Is that
what you were saying? The mid-trip Luke. Sign, and remember the woman with the 12 stars
yeah,
on her head?
Yeah, no, but Luke, yeah, but when you said that, Luke was like, whoa, 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 did you say
no? No, I was just like, I always thought that the last blood moon was, like, the one thing that we were counting on, and I didn't know there was, like, another hope.
Two days
mentioned, so it could be definitely be the May 14th of the start. It has to be because of the fact that, I mean, that's you can't work around these signs. This one guy signed for the 1,000-year millennium reign in the sky, has a cross with the planets, and he went back 1,000 years, and it turns out it's, like, then 2017 would be the mid-trip again, and then he backed it up, and he's back at May 14th. So it's like, these are based on signs in the heavens. So it's like, okay. And they're all lined up. So it's also interesting, too, because in 2017, you know, would be like mid-trib, right? Well, that's supposed to be the Great Tribulation. If I don't know if people know that, but there's the Tribulation, then there's the Great Tribulation. That's the last 3.5 years that are going to be real bad. But it's interesting because in the sky, what will be happening is the king planet goes inside the woman's womb. Just, in other words, and then it stays there for like 9 months exactly for a period of this perfect timing to have a baby. It's almost like it's like the real tribulation part. It goes into hiding. Like the king planet, which represents Jesus, the Jupiter planet, goes into hiding. It's interesting. So it's like God's people will be gone. So cool. So I'm following the signs these days. I was following events, and they follow messages from God, but I also follow the signs heavily these days. So What time?
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Judy, I have the word from Sherry. I copied it down that she was trying to give when Jesus appeared and started making all of us laugh and echo, if you wanted me to read it.
Please read it. Hold on. One thing I just want to say really quick before you read it, dear. I just want to get everybody else on the line. It's kind of bad because I haven't let on.
I said just let it loose.
Oh, hi.
What's up, Grandma?
Hey, how you doing?
Long time no talk to you.
All right. Good show this morning.
Really
good. Oh, I love being on. Love all you.
Hello, everybody.
Loving
you. Shalom.
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 Happy Translation Day.
Happy Translation Day. Long time no talk.
Amen.
To you as well.
I love you, Carol.
Love you too, guys. Hey, I do want to just add a quick caveat to what Luca was saying about the red blood moons. My understanding is the red blood moons are a sign for Israel. So something big is going to happen to Israel between April 15th or the first blood moon and October 15th of 2015. Okay, now
let's just cross
In between there, we have to be out.
Yep.
So even though nothing happened on April 15th, 16th, 17th, 28th, and we're still here, that doesn't mean we're not leaving anytime soon. We are leaving any moment. You know, it's just in the Lord's timing. You know, we just have to focus on Him, trust Him, and not get discouraged. That's all. That's all. Focus on Him. Enjoy His presence, His love, and keep looking at Him, at His beautiful face. And there was something else I just I wanted to say. I had it. About sinning. Okay. That was a great encouraging word that we all got. Okay. And the what I love about this, about everybody here, is we really are ourselves. And we're all at different levels, but nobody puts on a facade, and nobody puts on airs. We are who we are. And so if you trip and fall and you sin, you just take the blood of Jesus. Obviously, if you're convicted, if you feel like you've sinned, that means the Holy Spirit is convicting you. All right? If you smoke a cigarette and you're not convicted, then you're not convicted, and there's nothing to repent from. Okay, he's the one who changes us. His love, His word changes us. We have to let Him change us. If we try to change ourselves, we're no better than the Jews who tried to follow the Old Testament and all the do's and don'ts. We're no better than them. That's why His grace is sufficient for us. So, just to encourage, guys, if you trip and fall and you feel bad and you feel, wow, Lord, the Holy Spirit will convict you. And as soon as He does, you say, Lord Jesus, I repent. Wash me in Your blood and help me not to steal, help me not to get drunk, whatever it is you're doing. If you feel convicted, it's because the Holy Spirit is convicting you. But if He's not convicting you, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So don't get under.
I just want to add really quick, Carol, to that. A lot of times we'll call it the Holy Spirit's convicting us, but a lot of times it's just us. It's us beating ourselves up, because I used to do that. So remember, Lord is not mad at you. He's not shocked at what you're doing. But He died, past, present, and future, okay?
Yeah.
He knew the mess you were. He knew how screwed up this place was going to be. And it's harder to live holy in today than it was even 10 years ago. So there's greater grace for your sin, you guys. And I just wanted to say that a lot of times I know someone called me recently and they thought they were being convicted by the Holy Spirit, but they weren't. Because when we got to talking, they were just in the old pattern of beating themselves up, and I got to help pull that off of them and say, listen, when it's the Holy Spirit convicting you, it's not conviction. It is He's giving you the power to stop it. and you have power and joy. You're not feeling, you know you're down on yourself. When you're down on yourself, it's not the Holy Spirit convicting you, okay? If you're feeling bad, that's not conviction of the Holy Spirit. That is you beating yourself up, because the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes in power and comes in love and empowerment to cause you to not want to do something. It'll be, so I just wanted to say that, because in this last hour before Jesus comes to get us, trust me, the devil's pulling out every trick in the book, and God is pouring out so much love and so much grace and so much favor in this last hour, people, like Carol said. He's pouring it out, so receive it like a mad person. It's a scandal. Just receive it and be happy. And I wanted to just say that. I wanted to
thank you,
jump
Judy,
in there,
for
Carol.
Saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
yeah,
Carol, and thank you, Judy, for saying that. It's important to hear
that.
Yeah,
Judy,
you know,
thanks.
Because I'm,
so
hard on myself. I mean, I expect myself to walk the high wire all the time, like, you know, this high wire walking act. It's like I'm so hard on myself all the time like that, you know, like no room for error, you know. And it's just nice to hear that sometime. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you worded it exactly the way it should have been worded. I kind of had my wording wrong. But I was on the same page with you, you know, because he's the one who changes us, and he changes us when we're just by his love, and he gives us the power and the desire to stop doing stuff. He does it. It's not us.
Yeah.
It's not us. So we shouldn't beat up ourselves up, you know, and you just you know, worded it in a very, very good way, a way that will encourage people. Because that's what, you know, that's what I have to do with my, I have a lot of friends. Well, not a lot. I have a few friends, and they're not all walking right with the Lord, or they are. Actually, they are. But they're not at the same level that I'm at. So they're where they're at is where they're at, and I have no business, you know, trying to, and I don't, believe me, I don't try to control them, and I don't try to change them. I just point them to Jesus, you know, and let Jesus take care of it. That's all, you know, and you're absolutely right. These last moments, they're brutal on us. You know, I just want to say, and then I'll let everybody else, talk. I'll be done talking. But I just want to tell you guys how much being around you all means to me. Because when I'm not chatting with you guys, when I'm not listening to the show, and I'm talking to the Lord, I feel, you know, my walk is fine, but there's such a loneliness. There's like, the devil started beating me up by trying to tell me, really, you think Jesus really is coming? Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and I get under that, you know, and I have to fight it. I have to constantly fight. Yes, I do. That's why I come out every day and say, Happy Translation Day, because I'm speaking it. I'm
renew your faith,
You know, and so just. Go ahead.
You're renewing your faith, Carol. You're renewing. RCC renews your faith in the rapture, as it does for all of us. I always say, whatever you want to renew your mind with is what you believe in, whether it's the worldly stuff or whatever. But you want to renew your faith in the rapture. You have to. You can't just believe in the rapture, never watch anything about the rapture, never talk about it, and think that you're going to believe in the rapture, because the enemy will steal it away from you. You have to renew your faith, and the RCC is called Rapture Central Church because we renew our faith in the rapture every day. And that's what we're here for, and that's why I love it so much. So great.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's true.
Now that Bill Oley's here, I am going to play.
Bill.
Oh, yeah, Bill's here. Bill jumped in. He gets off work, and he's in, and the party can start because Bill's here. And Bill made a new song recently, you guys, and it's really powerful. Listen to all the sound effects. I think I'll play it a couple times. Listen really closely. He himself, I love when this happens. He, from his own song, he got chills and the Holy Spirit all over. And he's like, did it give you chills? It gave me chills for sure. But I love it when some of the messages that God has had me preach, you guys, They literally have me in chills for almost a day sometimes. And I listen to them over and over. And that's what I like Bill, how his own song that he made, God in him, coming out of him through this song, gave him the chills and the goosebumps and the spirit and the anointing. So I'm so glad, Bill, that it did, because I know it's going to do it for all of us. And I love it when the Holy Spirit makes songs through his people. I love it, absolutely love it. So we are going to hear this beautiful song through Bill Oley. He's definitely rapture-centric, but he still has to go to his job every day. Yeah, and part of the beauty of Bill is that part of his beauty is his trial. Because, see, Bill has to go to work still, and the Lord hasn't freed him of that. You know, a lot of us are still working. Some of us aren't, but some of us are. And his job is particularly intense. So the very fact that he's remaining so rapture-centric, kudos to you, Bill. You know, I mean, it's not easy, you guys. I've talked to Bill. You know, he'll step in chat. He'll share his struggle. You know, it's been really hard for him to be rapture-centric. It's been hard for him because he has to be attached somewhat to the kind of stuff that he needs to be doing. So what a more blessing that this song is to all of us, because it's born out of a deep place that Bill has taken him. Okay, and it's not easy, okay? It's not. It's really not. I mean, he's talked about what he has to do at his job and stuff, and, you know, to be totally detached and have to do this job has been a very big struggle for him. And I keep telling him, Billy, one day you're not, and it's days, not months away, and it's years away. So let's play this. Let's play. I'll probably play it twice. There you go. And he did say that, he said this is his final song uploaded, but you know how people say their final video and it never is. It's his newest and final song before the rapture, but you know what? If we're here, I hope he does more.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that was beautiful.
For the show far. And it's 4:40. Oh, Luco's saying it's 4:40 right now when the song ended. Does that mean anything, you guys? It's 4:40 when his song ended. What does that mean, guys? Luco said 4 plus 4 equals 8. If you divide 8 by 2, you get 4. How many 4s are there in Scripture in these two sentences? That means the rapture. Okay, cool. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I love the ramp so far, and Billy did that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Luco. But did you guys hear all the different sounds, the lamb, the birds?
Yes, it's beautiful. It's like heaven.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
You're so silly, Luco. You didn't know what the shofar was. Oh, my gosh. I think you're a rapture-centric weirdo because everybody that's rapture-centric knows what the shofar is. It's that trumpet, baby, that they're going to blow. The angel's going to blow
Ram's
the shofar
horn
to announce the rapture, and then in a twinkling of an eye, we'll be in heaven forever. So Van Halen
will be left behind because he didn't recognize the sound.
I know.
Aww.
We love
Van Halen's album. They were
blowing
the shofar in their music. Van Halen was blowing that damn shofar in all their music. You don't even know what you're doing.
I've always wanted
just
to hear like an oboe with wind, but here we heard the shofar with wind. That was very beautiful, Bill. Beautiful.
Don't you get excited, Pat, when people blow the shofar and like in the
gosh.
Like,
even the wind.
The Bill
Oley
music
there's something
reminds
in the wind.
Me of that. I know.
Yes.
When we play Bill Oley, it always reminds me of shofar is blowing. Oh, and I go, oh, music to my ears.
Well, it's heavenly music. It's heavenly music.
Yeah.
Reminds you
is.
Of heaven. It's like if we're in heaven, that's what we're going to hear.
Mm-hmm. But I'm extra interested in that shofar right now because that means we go home.
Yeah.
I guess Luco was just kidding. I'm sorry, Luco. He was.
Luco, we're kidding you. We're kidding you, honey.
I'm kidding you, baby. Don't worry.
It was funny, Luco.
Poor Luco.
Yeah, he's always about, is that a sign? Is that confirmation? Kiddingly.
Yeah.
Kiddingly.
Yeah, kidding.
We love you.
Word. Anna, you know the words that you were going to read earlier? Can you read it from morning chat?
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to say something about the music from our blessed RCC family. Like, Luco's, RCC victory ballad is amazing. And Stacy was saying this morning how, like, she totally feels the Holy Spirit throughout it. She just feels it all, and I agree. I mean, because came from the soul, from Luco. So just amazing feeling the Holy Spirit through his blessing as well. Yes, Luco, your victory ballad. We played it this morning, and Stacy made a comment about feeling the Holy Spirit throughout it, which I do as well. It's just so from the soul, from
lovely.
The heart.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Did you hold the morning show? Were you on the morning show this morning? Did you hold it?
Yes, confirmation. Yes, I did. I did. I hosted the morning show. I was talking to myself a little bit. Well, Jesus was talking with me because I was reading some of his word. And then I got my lovely Mama Pat and Stacy and Carol and Alana briefly called in. And
cool.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
So, yeah, we had a good old time. Lady chat. I was trying to get Blah and Roman to call in, but they wouldn't. But that's all right.
Well, Roman's one of the ladies, so you can still call Lady chat if she's in there.
No. My Roman is not a lady.
He wears that facial cream on his face. He does all that stuff at night on the chat room, all that.
It's just called metrosexual. All right, back to Sherry's word. So this is a word that we couldn't hear because Jesus was making us laugh and interjecting. And I listened to it, and someone said it sounded like wedding bells. And, yes, the echoing kind of does sound like the chiming of church bells after somebody gets married. Ding, dong, dong, dong. So it's pretty cool. All right, so anyway, back to the word. Okay, the stars will fall, but I have made the way for those who see and do not stray, those who I have called and chose to listen. My stitches are secure. My fabric is woven. What I bind together, no man can break. You are the tapestry, the blanket. No or none will be removed. You will all remain. You'll be one in each other, and I will be one with you. The stones are set in place. You are the jewels. You have been placed in my crown. You each enhance the other. No stone is worth more than the other, for they are all made by me, each placed in a way to hold the other. There is no mortar. You are all placed and sealed in me. Amen.
Beautiful. Amen.
Wow. That's great. That's really great.
So that was Sherry's word. Oh, actually, God's word to Sherry. Jesus' word to Sherry.
That was God's through Sherry. Wow. Can you read it again? Would you read it again?
Sure. It's just like, you know, it's just talking once again how we're all going to basically, you know, we're all together. We're all going together. We all need each other, part of this church. We're all interwoven together for a reason, for God's plan and purpose. So it's pretty cool. So, all right. The stars will fall, but I have made the way for those who see and do not stray. Those who I have called and chose to listen. My stitches are secure. My fabric is woven. What I bind together, no man can break. You are the tapestry, the blanket. None will be removed. You will all remain. You will all be one in each other, and I will be one with you. The stones are set in place. You are the jewels. You have been placed in my crown. You each enhance the other. No stone is worth more than the other, for they were all made by me, each placed in a way to hold the other. There is no mortar. You are all placed and sealed in me. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Mm, beautiful.
Wow.
No, but I always keep them in there for anyway. Yes.
Judy, are we going to do, do you want me to do the news real fast or no?
Wait, what were you
going to
say?
No, yeah, I'm going to play Billy's song because that was a beautiful word. Let's smoke that word. Yeah, keep that in the chunk.
Okay.
And let's listen to Billy's song, and then we're going to do the news. How's that? Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. I love
Beautiful.
It. Beautiful. I love it. Billy, tell us all the sounds. Billy?
Beautiful.
Did he tell us all the sounds in chat? There's cricket, ma'am. There. Well, you just have to keep listening, but I thought he would cheat and tell us. So, anywho, thank you for giving us the news, Keith. Go ahead. There's so much crazy
okay.
stuff. Did you get this sinkhole? The sinkhole that's a
I'm
block
gonna...
long?
Go ahead. Okay, so looking at the earthquake. Go ahead, Judy. Say what you're going to say.
No, I already said it. There's just if Paul Bagley talked.
Okay. Earthquakes. I'm seeing 5.8 in Indonesia, 5.4. Those aren't very nothing. So let's go into let's go into the news. Okay, so let's see. National Day of Prayer, called Repentance. It's funny. Netanyahu says the young generation are slaves to the gadgets, cell phones, and all that stuff. Netanyahu is having trouble, which is Israel's prime minister, having trouble adjusting to the generation's obsession with taking pictures and photo sharing. So funny. He's old school. It's okay. Dobson tears into Obama. Come and get me. James Dobson, founder of the Family Focus Radio Network, is a harsh critic of Obama and opponent in court, describing him as the abortion president. Well, we know he's the Antichrist, so. Pro-Russian protesters storm prosecutor's office in Ukraine. Well, yeah, 5.8 in Indonesia. Let's see what else is going down. Freak S-shaped storm unleashes biblical flooding. S-shaped storm unleashes biblical rains to Alabama and Florida, according to the Washington Post. Also, that really crazy storm that's been devastating 75 million Americans on the East Coast is going back west again. So it's going to hit Arkansas again after it already hit it. Oh, Lord of mercy. Pray for them. In Jesus' name, Lord, stop all that. Prehistoric North Sea Atlantis hit by 5-millimeter tsunami. Oh, 2,000 years ago. Sorry. That's funny. This is kind of scary. This guy says that he is an Argentinian security researcher. He has a little device that he has for $100. This is crazy. And he says through this little device, he can control traffic in New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and all the major cities in the world. And he says because this device allows him to hack into the computer system of these traffic lights and do crazy things like cause accidents and shut down things. And, boy, can you imagine in the end times what kind of stuff's going to be happening? Holy moly. Despite a backdrop of slowing first quarter economic activity, the Federal Reserve voted Wednesday to continue reducing its monthly stimulus program. The stimulus program is a joke. It's about $50 billion a month that the government prints and puts it into the economy. It ends up into the big corporations' hands, the bankers, which is a joke. That's why you see the stock market going up, because they take that money and they get it and it goes right into the stock market. So the stock market's going up while the economy's tanking. It's a good recipe for disaster. They're going to lower it by $10 billion. But unfortunately, when they lower it's basically easy and it's kind of complicated. But the money that they're spending into it, they're going to lower it by $10 billion. It's called quantitative easing. So when they do that, they're going to lower it by $10 billion. Then you're going to see the stock market come down a bit because people are going to freak out. It's basically government just carrying everything with debt. It's just horrible. It's horrible. We should never, ever should be doing that. But again, it's like, and Lord reminds me, all this stuff is set up. Stock market's high, everything's high, and then bam, everything's going to get hit, and we go out at the same time. Otherwise, we'd be in the tribulation right now, but you don't see all this stuff happening now. You see things building up, but not happening yet. That's why God's constantly showing me those visions about we're ready for the rapture, because it's all building up, and now it's ready to go, and nothing's hit yet. The war or nothing. Mount St. Helens is a magma is repressurizing. Oh, boy. There are some signs of impending volcanic eruption on Mount St. Helens. Now, Mount St. Helens is, well, God has talked to a lot of people about that, and when that hits, 1/4 of the United States will be taken out from that Mount St. Helens thing, too. Southern California wildfire forces thousands of evacuations. Rancho Cucamonga, which would be east of here, east of Pasadena, out there. So we're not experiencing it, but Lord, stop that wildfire.
Russia starts combat helicopter training flights on Baltic border. Oh, boy. So Russia's doing all their training right on the border. They're ready to go in. They're ready to take over Ukraine. Okay. A Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules that cops no longer need warrants to search vehicles. Oh, boy. There goes our rights. Our gun rights are already gone now. There goes those rights. Bill Clinton says Israel offered Temple Mount to Palestinians in 2000. Bill Clinton actually did try to get a Palestinian agreement, but it never worked. Mystery lights are spotted over the U.S. heartland. The phenomenon of mysterious lights appearing in the night sky has returned to the U.S. Interesting. No one knows why. 27-year-old girl said her name is Elizabeth Rain, is offering her virginity up to the highest bidder. Wow, sign of the times. Okay. Carrie says, state during Holocaust remembrance, Israel could become an apartheid state. The word apartheid means to separate or divide for. Okay. The prophet Zechariah warned of deadly consequences to the nation's leaders who attempt to divide Jerusalem, Israel. Wow. That's not good. So he's basically threatening them once again. A lot of landslides in Pensacola, Florida is flooded. Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze, Florida, flooded. Edgewater and Seascape, Florida, flooded from that storm. Florida's on a big swampland, so any rain, there it goes, and it's been hit by this big storm. Another thing, the ground caving in. Crude oil blow up in Virginia. Moore Street caving in. Floodwaters in North Carolina. Oh, boy. Protesters burn a U.S. President Obama statue during an anti-U.S. protest. Interesting. In Manila. Okay. A Burger King in Pensacola, Florida is flooded. Downtown Pensacola flooded. Where the storm is. See, if we ship oil everywhere, why can't we ship water? If we had pipes underground, we ship the darn water to California where we need it. Our country is so messed up. We pray for all those people in flooding. It's time of need, Lord. Take care of them. You know what they need. They're also giving the secondary school in England, they're handing out free copies of a book called The Young Atheist Handbook. China and Russia to conduct naval drills. Okay, that's it. That's the news. We covered it all.
Wow, that's enough. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Crazy.
Wow. All right, I'm following Luca's new rule. I just was peeing while you were all on the phone, so. We were supposed to have to announce it, so I just announced it.
That's okay. We're family. The glad
Pat,
we're all out in there with you.
Pat, why don't you read one of your things for us?
Oh, I will. I'll read one of my things for you. Okay. He and I. Okay, this is one I had sent to Judy and Keith, but I'm going to read it anyway because it's so tender, and I know you'll be blessed. Oh, the bridegroom. Okay. He says, you see how insurgent the spring is. Let a springtide of love in your soul blossom out in good deeds of every color. I shall look lovingly at them, just as you looked at the flowers in the underbrush. Tell yourself that love alone can make fresh wonders spring forth. Then this gets so beautiful. Then give yourself to love so that love may possess you. Don't divide yourself in two, one part for you and the other one for me, since I long to have all of you and cherish this hope. Your love quenches my thirst. I am most demanding. You see, I want my children to be wholly and utterly mine at every moment. So don't withhold a thing. Don't take anything of yourselves away. You would steal from me if you did, because everything is mine. If I require this of you, it is because my yearning for you is as a consuming fire, and my yearning is born of my love. Do you understand? Do you at least believe? Do you acknowledge my power to love? And if mine is a love beyond all others, then how could you fail to go beyond your usual ways of loving to make your home in the higher realms, the realms where all is simplicity and our oneness? Above all, when you know that it is there, that I am waiting for you, and that great is my need to meet you, meditate on this need of mine, and you will call to mind that it is in your power to give me this alms. Then remember the value of a free gift, the gift of oneself, when offered out of tenderness. What inexpressible joy will be his who receives it. He will multiply his blessings so that the one that receives them will be lost in wonder and gratitude and saying, what have I done to deserve the kindness of my God, he will ask. And I shall reply, you loved him with all your strivings and you let him love you.
Thank you so much for that word. Sorry, I was talking to my sister. Hope I didn't interrupt.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry about that. I wanted to mention something, you guys. You know how I talk about how God is flirting with us? And to acknowledge it. And when you acknowledge it, you know, he'll flirt more because that's just the nature of a relationship. If your husband or your lover, you know, whatever, someone that loves you, is sending you flowers all the time and you don't always acknowledge it, they're going to quit doing it, you know, because it's just kind of like it feels embarrassing to keep doing something nice for somebody and then they don't really respond. Okay, so it's the same thing with God. He has feelings too. And so when we acknowledge that he's doing stuff and we acknowledge him and we thank him, even if it's just really little, he'll keep doing it and he'll do more and more because that's just the nature of a relationship, you know, when you love people. So I want to talk about a flirting that God did with me yesterday. I told people in the chat room, but after service yesterday, I went on a hike. Everyone knows that God's letting me hike, and I get out, and I usually hike alone unless my sister or son want to go with me. And I go on these trails, and I'm just not afraid anymore because I know we're going home. So a lot of the things that I would never do alone, I am doing alone. I'm simply not afraid anymore. I don't think that anyone's going to come and kill me on a trail, and if they do, I don't care, you know, because I'm going home. So I go on these deep mountain trails. We live in an area that's beautiful in the wine country here. And so I find these – we got a season pass to go to all these different parks and nature areas. And so I just go. I'm like, bye. I'm going to, you know, I've been sitting on my butt for 6 months waiting for the Lord. I haven't left my house. And a week or so ago, he said I could start getting out a little bit and being a little selfish and enjoying myself. So I've been doing that. So anyway, when I was on my trail last night, I saw the most perfectly beautiful black bunny. And you know how we have this joke about the rapture rabbit? Okay, well, we say the Wapsha Wabbit's going to come get us. You know, that's Jesus. And I have a joke with the Lord. I said, Jesus, you know, when you come as a lion, will you have wabbit ears and make me laugh? Because if you go to Starbucks, ears I have collected, the Starbucks bears for my son since he was like two. So every year we get him every Starbucks bear. Starbucks has the Easter bunny bears with the bunny ears, but it's really a bear. And they have like everything's a bear, but they make it a different animal. So I just think they're really cute. So the long story short is that I have a little joke with God. I'm like, will you be a lion and when you come get us and will you have rabbit ears and make me laugh, you know? So it's a little joke. So Destin started making up this joke about a Wapsha Wabbit. He's all, the Wapsha Wabbit's coming to get us, you know, and so him and I would joke about that. And so the Rapture Rabbit has become something that we joke about. Well, the Lord actually let me see I think it was on Easter when my sister and I went on a hike. We told you guys we saw a big, huge rabbit. It was a jackrabbit, one that you would see in the wild, huge thing. And we're like, hey, my sister's like, hey, it's the rapture rabbit, you know, or it's the bunny rabbit. Well, so that was really cool. That happened on our Easter hike. But last night after the show, I went out rather late. It was dusk, so usually the mountain lions come out around that time, and I really shouldn't be around alone at that time. But as you know, I don't care if I get eaten by a mountain lion at this point in history. But first of all, I've only ever seen a black bunny if it is someone's pet. I've never seen a wild black bunny. Only in our area here, all you see are those wild jackrabbits. They're tore up looking. They're kind of cream colored, and they look a little crazy, you know. They're big. But anyway, so I'm on my – and all. If you guys want to email me or tell me your email, I will send you the picture because I've been taking pictures on my hikes and I've been sending pictures to people of stuff I'm doing. And so long story short, I'm walking and I see this beautiful black bunny, beautiful, like a perfect little black bunny. And the Lord just made me laugh. He's like, it's the rapture rabbit. Because I told you the Lord talks to me and jokes with me and laughs with me. And I was just stunned. I stopped and he let me get real close. He did. I got close enough to take some good pictures. And so I was really excited. I was tickled pink. I was there for at least 5 minutes taking pictures. The rabbit didn't move. He had his little eye eye to eye looking at me, like all paranoid, you know, like, are you going to kill me? But so I, you know, eventually what happened was the, okay, Stacey, I'll email it to you. Sorry, honey. I still owe you my hiking pictures. I've been sending pictures of me hiking too. Anyway, it was the Lord flirting, and I just said, Lord, thank you so much. It just made me laugh so hard. But then, so I came back and told everybody in chat, you guys, I saw a black rapture rabbit. I saw the Waxha Wabbit, and it is unusual to go on the mountain trail that I'm on and to see a black bunny like that. A jackrabbit, certainly not unusual. They are there. I don't see them a lot. Like I said, I've only seen it one time with my sister, but I've only been out of the house for, you know, a week or so. But the thing is, even when I've hiked before, you don't always see jackrabbits. But long story short, here's a black bunny on a trail out in the woods. And, you know, I mean, if it was someone's pet, I guess that pet went a long way, you know, so whatever. But the thing is, Billy just told the story in the chat room, and why this is why I'm sharing with God flirting. Billy, on his way to work today, saw a black rabbit. I mean, what are the odds of that? He's never seen a black rabbit, for one thing. He said he's never seen a black rabbit. Number two, that he would see it on the way to work. And, you know, this is God flirting. So, Bill, thanks for sharing that story. That's just so cool. Did it look like my bunny, Bill? Will you tell me in chat? I lost all your chat, but did it look like the bunny that I sent you? Carol, I just sent you my black bunny picture on my hike. But I don't know, Billy, if it looked like a black jackrabbit or what. I hope he wasn't kidding. Oh, yeah. He said it looked exactly the same. I mean, come on, you guys. You don't think that's the Lord confirming and playing with us and messing with us and telling you I'm coming? It looked exactly the same, but it was a bunny. Okay. And you weren't joking around, right? Okay. Yeah. But anyway, you guys, I know. I'm trying to read chat, but I'm just saying, Lord, thank you so much for the many ways that you're speaking to us. You're speaking to us in nature. You're speaking to us in humor. You're just getting us excited. And I just think it's cool. I'm sorry, but I just like to acknowledge when God flirts, when he's speaking. And, you know, if you really want him to do that with you, just keep acknowledging him. And I really do think it's the rapture rabbit, and I do, and I think the Lord's going to make us laugh. If we want him to, he will make us laugh. Right, Pat? I can tell you laugh with the Lord.
I have to share something funny last night that happened. Oh, my goodness. Jesus wanted me to spend time with him, and I was on the computer. This is so funny. And, you know, I dilly-dally on, I'm looking for news and stuff, and he says, I want you to spend some prayer time with me. He says, now I'm going to tell you. See that little button down on the left? He says, click that little round thing, because it shuts it off. So I click that, and he says, what color is it, blue-green? And then it turned to blue. He says, now click it, and you're off. It was like he turned the thing off. He was, joking with me. But he even told me the color. He said, that little round circle down there looks like an acorn. You press that. That's how you turn it off. It's so funny. I said, and I'm like, look at, okay, yes. And he says, what color? I said, it's blue-green. And then it changed to another color, and it went off. It's like, he will do that. He will just, he'll have so much time on the computer, and that's it. That's come and keep me company, talk to me, you know, look at me. So that was funny. He does. He does these cutesy things with us.
He really does, you guys. And he'll do serious stuff. He does the funny stuff. He always catches me off guard with the funny stuff. You know, I want to welcome Deborah Somerset to the chat room. We're so glad. Stacey, hi, Deb. I just emailed you the picture of the black rapture rabbit. Hey, Blah Talk. Blah popped in. So glad you're here, Blah.
Blah.
He just gotten off work.
Hi, Blah. Hi, Deborah.
So good to see everybody. And anyone else popped in that I didn't catch? I think I caught everybody. Yeah, and Blah, say hello to X, our new friend X in the chat room, Zanti Mahanga, but we call him X, so cool. Anyway, so does anybody have anything to share on the line, or shall we worship our king together? I have Keith, Tana, and Grandma Pat.
Yep. We're here. We're listening.
That's good. Blah had a dream about me. Was it last night where I was an actress in a movie that he was watching? It was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Blah has a lot of dreams. I love hearing about his dreams. If you go to late night chat, you'll get to hear about them. He should call in with his sexy voice right now. We have 15 minutes left, Blah. Why don't you come tell us about the dream you had? You can whisper. Whisper to us.
Oh, my goodness. All
right, I'm going
to... crazy.
I'm going to go ahead and play a worship song.
Okay.
So here it goes. It's called Free. It's by Striper. I played it at the beginning of the show, but it's a new upload, and I just really like it. Striper is a Christian band, just so you know. And the song is called Free. I want to welcome Jason to the chat room. Oh, dude, Jason. Bill, oh, my goodness. Bill just put a link to the bunny he saw. Oh, that's so cool, Bill. That's the bunny he saw on the way to work. Different from the bunny that I saw, but still black and still a bunny, and that's just cool. Wow.
Hi, my chat buddy, Jason. Shout out.
love it. Tana played a huge joke on Jason in the chat room. I love this family. Okay, so, like, he made a bet. Well, but tell him what you did. It was so funny, Tana.
Okay, because I've been extreme late night chatter, and Jason is usually in there, so he and I are chat buddies. And he bet me that I couldn't stay out of chat, and basically to I couldn't stay out of chat and not participate or whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, and it was for several days. So I took him up on the bet because he put it down, and I took him up on it. So, anyway, so I told him, okay, but I'm going to be in chat, but I have to leave by 9:30. Because extreme chat starts after that. So, anyway, he popped in at like 5 minutes before I had to leave, and I'm like, hey, hi, bye, and so I left. But he didn't say I couldn't watch chat, so I logged back in as a guest, and I was watching chat all night. And laughing and spying and all that fun stuff. And Blah and Gemma were at Skype. And I'm, like, giving them messages to type in chat. and then I let Judy in on the joke as well. And so Judy's, like, making comments about the guest and all that kind of fun stuff. And then, you think that guest's Tana? And she's like, no, it's not Tana. It's probably so-and-so. You know, it's probably Todd from Sam Heating, and he's like, it's probably Jamie. So I popped back in. Well, first I had Gemma cancel the bet. I'm like, okay, Gemma, see, tell him that I'll come back into chat if he'll cancel the bet. And so he's like, okay, canceled. And, of course, I'm reading this the whole time. I'm reading everything that, you know, is being said about me and everything. It's so cute. Jamie for Jesus. And so I'm like, hey, I heard y'all were making, you know, talking about me. And they all were thinking it was Jamie from Stampeding. And I'm like, well, except, of course, everyone. Jason was thinking it was Jamie from Stampeding. And I'm like, so you guys, what are you, date setters here with RCC? And, like, and then I made a comment about something that only Jason would know because he and I discussed it online one night, and my cover, he's like, Tana! It was so funny. Sorry, Jason. It was funny, though.
Oh, that's cute.
And, Jason, cool. I was in on it. I was in on it. Like, I knew the whole time because Tana was texting me on my phone and all this stuff. And
yeah, I'm like, fine. I text Judy, I'm going to come in as Jamie in chat, as a guest Jamie. And then when I was in, I tried to message her. It's me. It's me, Tana, now.
And Jason was, like, tripping out, and I'm like, I was lying to you, Jason, the whole time, and it was great, but it was a joke, so it doesn't count as a lie when it's a joke, okay? And it was really fun, because the whole time the guest was spying on us was Tana. And then, Tana, did you see when I said, I wonder if that's Tana. Did you see when I said that?
I saw everything. And then you're like, no, it's not Tana. She wouldn't do that.
Yeah, and then when you said it being Jamie from the Stan Heating channel, so, you know, that was really funny. We're like, I bet it's Jamie from Stan Heating, who hates us, of course, so that was a joke. But maybe he doesn't hate us anymore. Who knows? But anyway, so Tana came in as Jamie.
Oh, no.
Out. Jason private messaged me. He goes, are you messing with me? What's going on here? What's going on, Judy? Like, he got all paranoid. It was funny, Tana. It was bad. I think we gave him close to a heart attack. I don't know.
Oh, it was very funny.
Gemma's quite the late night chatter, too. Gemma's pretty fun. I mean, Gemma's funny because, you know,
she She was in on it, too. Yeah, she was like, and then Gemma started making up her own message from me. She's like, she's not going to go to bed, Jason, or you have to tell her to go to bed, or she's not going to, she was like making up, I'm telling her message today, and she started making up her own messages to Jason. Funny. Yeah, she was in on it. But, yeah, it's usually Gemma and Jason, and last night was Joe and you, Judy. Yeah, I mean, sometimes Jim, but, yeah. They're the standard extreme late night chatters.
Wow.
But anyway, you know, whatever. It's, we're not like groupies or trendy or anything. Everybody's welcome. We love everybody, you know. Like if you need, if you need some friends,
oh yeah,
get a home, hang out. You know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the
yeah, you'll open arms with us, and all of our inside jokes we'll share with you, because you know we are just weird, and so you won't, you might not know what first hop in, but then we'll explain to you what all of our different acronyms stand for. We'll explain how people get married in chat when they're sleeping together, and we want to take them out of.
Blah and I got married as a guest. Blah, you married me last night as a guest.
He didn't know that.
I married quite a few people as I was sleeping as a guest.
And, you know, Bill Oley tries to act all innocent like the church lady, but he's as shady as most. Look at him right now shrugging his shoulders in chat, acting like he doesn't know any of this. Oh, Bill's the worst. Bill's one of those. He's always spying on the scandal. Church lady Bill.
What made you do it? Was it Satan?
Anyway.
That's funny.
Well, isn't that special?
Isn't that special?
So, yeah, you know what Bill is? Bill's a
dirt.
Bill's a super freak.
And this is the wedding song that played.
Yeah, I almost feel bad playing that here at church.
You like
that
song.
That's the song that people get married to in extreme late night chat nowadays.
Yeah, Donna, that's so funny.
Oh my gosh,
that is
Pat, usually so scandalous.
Grandma Pat, Jason wants you to join us in late night chat. He's like, tell
I can't
Grandma
get on,
Pat,
sweetie. My computer will not let me on. It asks all these dumb butt questions, and it kicks me off and stuff, and I can't even get close to you guys. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Donna
yeah.
got me on Facebook one time, and that was the end of that one. Now I can't get back in.
No, I can't. And I got hacked. I got terribly hacked, so everything is so screwed up on this computer.
I'm
so
back to being a
I'm just
going
to talk to you and love you on the phone. That's all.
Yeah, that chat room. And heaven wants to be talking about figuring that thing out.
Leah just popped in. Leah, hi, Leah. It's never the same without you. How are you doing, Leah?
Hi, how are you? Hi guys, I just like sweetie, wish you was over. I was like, oh, I've been busy tonight, but hey, hi, glad to hear you. What'd you make for me today, Leah? Anything? Oh, no, I've been busy. not baking
Bake some sweet tarts, Leah, and send them to all of us, RCC. Every one of our houses, we want an order of sweets from you.
Amen. I'm making minestrone soup, Leah, right now, Leah.
Oh,
that sounds
good.
I want some. What? Yeah, I'm stirring it in my crock pot right now. I can't wait.
Lovely.
So good. Hey, if we all get a compound together, you know, and live together before the rapture, I will make a bunch of crock pot meals.
Cool. Let's do it.
I love it. It's not a crock. It's not a bunch of crock. We're going to do this.
Leah and I can be the bakers, right, Leah? You and I can be the bakers.
We are. Someone's got to buy the RV.
Be the baker. Hey, Tana, if we all live together, we won't even have to do late night chat. We could just do it for real.
I know. We'll be up and we won't even sleep. It's going to be no sleep chat. Yeah. Like fire chat.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm all for it. Every
RV,
day now, I check outside to see if Judy's here with the RV yet. I'm always checking every day. Is she here? With the RV. Let's go.
Last I heard, Joe's flying to California because he has to visit other people too, and then he's going to stop and we're going to drive to Oregon, and whoever wants to come along should come with us because I'm serious.
Cool.
Anyone can come. I'm not even joking. But, I mean, we don't think we're going to be here, okay, guys? I really, I'm just telling you, the Lord's coming, you know. He really is. If you're discouraged right now, encourage yourself in the Lord by doing this. First of all, ask him. Call, watch the news. You'll be very encouraged if you just watch the news, okay? just do those two things, and then listen to everybody's testimonies. And, Luco said it's going to be called the Rapture-Centric Tour. Yes. We are going, Law said we should stop Kyle firearms. We're going to do that. You guys, he's coming. He's coming. But until
awesome.
He gets here, we might have to meet up a little bit and meet each other in person and hang out.
Awesome.
I'll do the yoga. I'll do yoga every morning, whoever wants to do yoga.
That'd be great. Oh, man, that'd be so fun. I can't wait. That'd be so exciting. We'll be gone for a little bit if we're not.
We can put on plays. Block can write scripts, and we'll put on plays. I'll act in them, whoever wants to participate.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Donna's good at that. It'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
we're leaving today.
We're going to do this. We're doing the RV thing, so put on your calendar.
Yeah, Roman said, Judy, we're leaving today. Why are you talking about tomorrow? You're right.
Yeah, right.
Lashes. Damn right. Beat me up there. I'm a bad mama.
Hey, we're out today.
So, Roman, I think it's weird, Roman, how you saw a black spider and we saw black rats.
Okay.
I do think there's a connection. anyway, you guys, we have a few. Let's worship to the final countdown because we're out of here. Should we do that before we go?
Okay.
I'll stop it early so we can say okay. What do you guys
yeah.
think? Yeah? Because we haven't done the final countdown, and we have to make Grandma Pat cry.
Aww. Thanks, guys. I love that song. Everybody,
Leah.
Love y'all.
Love you all.
Love you
Spirit
guys.
Spirit of the bride says, come get us, Lord.
Spirit of the bride.
Love you all.
Bye.
And the bride says, come.
Come get us, Lord. Love you, Pat.